play the funky music, white boy. What's up? It's 5 Minute Geek Show. I'm your host, Matt Stauffer. 5 Minute Geek Show is 5 minutes of geek, twice a week, one topic per episode. It's about web development, mobile, project management, audio design, whatever. If it's geeky, it fits. And what you'll find as you get to know me is that I can geek at about a lot of things, not just your normal geeky stuff. Because normally you might think, hey, geek means computers and technology and all that kind of stuff. No. I can geek about a lot of stuff. So today I'm going to geek about coffee. Yes, it's not a normal geeky thing. Trust me, I can do it. So normally when you think about geeking about something like this, you think about spending a lot of money. You've got 15 different coffee makers and people are super proud of how many different methods of making coffee they have. And yes, I have a lot of them. When I moved offices, I had a full stack of coffee equipment sitting across the counter that I had to pack all up. But a true, maybe not a true geek, but my kind of geek doesn't just care about getting the best and having the most and all that kind of stuff. They want other people to love the thing that they love. That's how I am. I talk about these things because I want you to love them. I want you to think about them and I want you to enjoy them. And with coffee, it's really difficult. It's one of those like high barrier to entry things where people are like, look, I kind of want to like coffee, but maybe I don't like the taste of it at all. Or I want to like it, but I don't want to get overwhelmed with all those crazy methods. So screw it. I'm going to keep drinking crappy coffee. So I want to talk through a couple different components you should know about if you want to geek about coffee or just enjoy coffee. You don't have to geek about it. If you want to just enjoy coffee and how to get started for cheap. That's another thing, right? How do you get started for super cheap? This was not my first microphone. I started with a Blue Snowball, I think, which is a $50 mic. And I'm on this now and I'm about to upgrade like a baller to the Shure SM7B, which is making me super excited. But I'm not going to start a geek show or start recording or start whatever with the best. That's silly. You start with the cheapest and figure out if it's fun, if it's good. And if it is, then you save up money and then you upgrade and you upgrade. So same thing with coffee. Don't start with some $300 espresso machine. Start with something cheap and easy and see if you like the work of actually doing it. And if you really like coffee all that much, I mean, you might not. You might do all this work to try it out and not even like it. But I think you will. And I think that a lot of people who say that they don't like coffee have never actually had good coffee before. They've had crappy coffee masquerading as good coffee because they're like, okay, I understand gas station coffee is crappy and Starbucks coffee is good, you know, and really Starbucks coffee is kind of burnt. And I shop at Starbucks, I drink Starbucks coffee, but I know when I'm drinking it, this is not a coffee enjoying experience. This is a caffeinating experience. So what I want you to have is the experience of coffee. And I have some opinions on that, maybe just a few. So first of all, the pieces you need for good coffee, you need hot water, hopefully manageable in terms of the hotness and the pouringness of it. You need coffee, hopefully manageable in terms of how fresh it is, how recently ground it was, all that kind of stuff. And then you need some method of getting the hot water and the coffee together, and it extracts the flavor, and then the result somehow makes it into your cup, preferably without the coffee grinds into it, or it's going to keep burning and burning and burning. And all these different methods have different elements of what's doing the filtering. How long does it filter? Some of them go for a really long brew time, which means they want it to be very coarse ground coffee, because coarse ground coffee, it's harder to get the flavor out. So if you have a really long brew time, you need coarser coffee. And if you have a much shorter brew time, so like the water pours through and it drips out in 30 seconds, you need a much finer ground of coffee so that it can actually get flavor out in that short period of time. So all these things you're adjusting together, there's lots of things to think about, but those are your basic pieces. Fresh beans, hot water, together, filter, drinkable coffee. And the general thing is the faster it's going, the finer your ground needs to be, basically. That's kind of your basic piece there. So the components that you need to have for doing something like this are, you need coffee, preferably as fresh as possible, which means buying local coffee is fine. Buying whole bean coffee is the best, and grinding it by hand or grinding it automatically immediately before brewing it is really good. And to me, it's better to get local, like mediocre coffee that you ground immediately before you brewed it over fancy coffee from somewhere else that came pre-ground. So you grind it, you put it through your machine, you put the hot water in, and then out comes good coffee. The cheapest setup I would say you can get started with is one of three coffee makers, which is going to be either a Bodum French press. French press is going to be a thicker, heftier, more powerful grind, but you're going to get less flavor. Hario V60, which I think is amazing. You're going to get this little nice fruity, you know, you're getting all these flavors out, pour over. for $22 on Amazon, or an AeroPress, which is lots of pieces and parts, but it's extremely configurable. That's $26. So that's one piece. So you just spend around $25, and then you need a grinder of some sort. And you can get a Hario ceramic grinder, hand grinder, for $32, or you can get a Porlex JP30 for $46. Those are both hand grinders, good for getting started. But if you can go up to $80, you can get the Capresso Infinity conical burr grinder. And a conical burr grinder, basically, instead of having a blade, which just basically spins the beans over and over, and so some of them get really ground and some of them hardly get ground at all, it's pieces that are grinding, and each bean goes through in between those two pieces only once, and so it's ground very consistently. So basically, you get your hot water, you get your coffee, you grind it at the right setup for whichever particular medium working on, whether you're working in French press or V6 or AeroPress. Each of those have different recipes. You can look those recipes up online. You pour in your coffee, which is hopefully relatively fresh and freshly ground. You pour in your hot water. It goes for a certain amount of time, and then out comes wonderful coffee. And there's a few other things you might want to consider in terms of, like, there's this Bonavita gooseneck kettle that's really good. If you want to do espresso, you can get an espresso for the entry level, or you can get a Gaggia Classic for the entry level of a high quality, that's like $360, but high quality espresso machine. You can also experiment with ordering really, really good coffee. I really recommend that once you get a good setup, at least once you try really good coffee from elsewhere. And I would say, if you're doing it the way I'm recommending, you should do the Blue Bottle Yirgacheffe, which is $22.50 shipped to your house, because the Yirgacheffe is a really nice, usually lighter, fruitier thing where you can get a lot of flavor out. I'm out of time, but just this last piece I want to say here is, if you want to experience the flavor of coffee, you should get, I'm just going to tell you, this is my opinion, get a Hario V60 pour over. You should get the Hario ceramic grinder for $32. So that's $22, and you should order a bag of Blue Bottle Yirgacheffe. And that's whole setup. Your first time ever making coffee, and you just spent $75 or something like that, because that includes the cost of the coffee. And you're going to get, if you do it right, you can get this really nice flavor, and I'll link to a really great thing of how to use a V60 well. Really nice flavor where it's a light roast, and you're going to get lots of flavor out of it. And it might not punch you as much with this big, hearty black coffee thing, but drink it black, you might actually experience that you enjoy the taste of coffee when you can actually let the taste come through, versus a French press or something where it's like this slush, but you're not getting a lot of flavor out of it. So that's it. Man. I could talk for hours on coffee. That's this 5-minute limitation thing is really good. So I'm running into a problem with publishing, where with and I mentioned this before, with static site generators, it's really hard to schedule your post to publish in advance. And I was out, forgot to publish it, and I'm sitting here on my phone being like, man, I've got stuff on my phone. I can go to a web browser, but I can't use my phone to control my home computer to publish this post. There's something I'm really running into. I hope that at the end is I'm going to come up with some really clever solution to either to schedule a post in advance, or SSH into my home machine to publish it or something like that. But I think, since we're talking about these things, my biggest limitation, and I had this problem in the past when I used Octopress, my biggest problem with static site generators is when you need to do something and you're not on your home geeky machine, it's really difficult to do anything from your phone with a static site generator. Whereas with my craft site, I just type it in, it's got a responsive admin panel, and I work on my blog, or it's already there and I just hit the publish button or whatever. So this is a thing. So if you have any great ideas, let me know. I talked with Bo Simonson a little bit on Twitter to see if any ideas. He didn't have any yet, but it's something we're thinking about. So I'd love any feedback there. So I'm going to post a whole ton of stuff about coffee in the show notes. It's less about me, you know, being awesome, and really me saying, here's the one kit, here's the two kit, here's the three kit. So it's almost a blog post, but whatever. I talked about it here. Also, one last thing. I got this for Christmas. This is a block of wood that is for making coffee. It's called a Canadiano. And it's got a filter built in, and it's perhaps the geekiest coffee thing I've ever owned in my life, and I love it. Okay, that's it. Yeah, man, you guys are great. I really hope that by next Geek Show, you're gonna see a Shure SM7B right in front of me, because that'd be so awesome. But anyway, that's it. So go forth and be awesome. Peace out.